In the most recent census, 1.5 million people in Scotland said they spoke Scots. Its place in the country's literature, music and cultural history is undeniable, but ask around in Scotland and you'll find that most people either don't really understand what Scots is, or if they do, they'll often be reluctant to say it's a living, breathing language. Billy Kay was nominated for Scots Media Person of the Year at this week's inaugural Scots Language Awards, and I asked him about the place of Scots in a 21st century Scotland.
Scots has had passive recognition. There's often been negative passive recognition in that people just wanted it to go away. Now, I would say that there's people thinking, no, it is possibly a good thing, but we're not sure how much status and how much backing it should have.
I also asked Billy how it was that the Scots language had gone from being the official language of record in Scotland to where it finds itself now in a matter of a couple of hundred years.
Since the Union and anglicised Scotland, wanting to ditch vestiges of its traditional culture and its traditional language, so the way to the future was to anglicise and in an English language direction. So you've still got remnants of that, and you've still got people who believe that.
So with that in mind, what is the Gathering, which combines a Scots language conference and the first ever Scots language awards? Alan Bett from the arts and creative industries public body Creative Scotland.
It's a full day for practitioners of Scots language and the arts and creativity, for them to meet, to hopefully be inspired, for us to show examples of work across a number of different areas, hopefully to leave with the energy and the ideas to take their own work and potentially collaborations forward. It is the first of its kind.
Oh, Jean, my Jean, when the bell calls the congregation, o'er valley and hill with a ding, fret siren moo, for nobody's thought to set on his own salvation, mine sat on you.
Steve Byrne is a Scots singer and musician and a proponent of the Scots language. He believes that Scots isn't something that's particularly hidden or difficult to immerse yourself in.
I think people should come to Scotland and open their ears in some ways. Especially one of the things, you know, we talk about traditional culture, it's often associated with the kind of rural hinterland and that kind of pastoral atmosphere, I suppose, in terms of people's romanticising about culture. But I live in a former mining town in East Lothian, and the Scots language is around me all the time, and I hear it because the dialect here is slightly distinct to my own from further up the East Coast. And it's just interesting hearing that, you know, literally in the supermarket, you know, it's not completely broad and absolutely fluent Scots 100% of the time, but there are huge swathes of phraseology and language that you hear, and it is not English, you know, it's got a very high pedigree and history of Scots, people in the town talking about the Deccan, you know, you hear that all the time in the supermarkets. Oh, a Deccan, what a way that was, and how'd you lose this, and all sorts of things like that. Which
for non-Scottish listeners, how would you translate a Deccan?
Well, a Deccan is, I don't know, in other parts of Scotland you would say a Dinnacan, where I come from you would say a Darken, but in East Lothian it's a Deccan. So all of that I find hugely interesting to my ear as a multilingual musician. Just all these kind of variations are of huge interest to me.
He canna sing for the song that his ain heart raises. He canna see for the mist that's afore his een. And the voice droons the hail o' the psalms and the paraphrases, crying Jean, Jean, Jean.
For all that the Scots language is misunderstood or even not known about, it's almost certain that you'll be familiar with some Scots writing. Scotland's national poet, Rabbi Burns, wrote some of the best-known Scots verse there is. So how can it be that some of Scotland's most celebrated writings are in Scots, and yet the language is almost a footnote when it comes to our modern-day education system? Billy Kay.
It's ludicrous, and it becomes more and more ludicrous in the 21st century, where everyone wants diversity, wants multiculturalism, but it's part of the colonialised mentality that I'm afraid exists among numbers of our countrymen.
In this, UNESCO's Year of Indigenous Languages, it seems appropriate that an event like the first ever Scots Language Awards should take place. But while Scots' status as an endangered language will obviously form something of a rallying call this week, it's just as much a celebration of the place Scots language has, not only in this country's cultural past, but also in its day-to-day life and its contemporary culture here in 2019. Jack Foster, DW.